Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Climate change factors such as rising temperature can affect crops. Stay with us to find out more about how farmers are being empowered with weather pattern information training on today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Jamaicans!
Jamaicans!
For Labor Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right.
In every community,
let's show them that we care.
By creating and upgrading public spaces,
so our children can feel safe.
To play, have fun, and bond together.
So come on, Jamaica, let's work together.
It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
Labor Day, May 25th.
A total of 297 farmers from five parishes are benefiting from weather pattern information thanks to a $100,000 grant under the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change JA Reach project. The project works with farmers and communities to build resilience to climate change and combat challenges associated with the changing weather patterns. The farmers were drawn from St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, St. Thomas, and St. Mary. The training was conducted in partnership with the Meteorological Service, Met Office, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, CARDI.
The agrometeorology program is basically to bring to farmers climate and weather data and what can farmers do to reduce the impact of possible drought on their crop.
Manager with the JA Reach project, Diane Dormer. As a result of the training, the farmers are now in a better position to interpret and understand weather predictions and make informed decisions for planting and harvesting. Manager with the JA Reach project, Diane Dormer, says the training should result in improved agricultural practices to enhance crop yield.
We expect that we should see practical changes on the ground, such as water harvesting and storage, using some practical things like barrier crops to reduce some of the insects that are driven when temperatures increases, and a change in the planting cycle and the types of crop that they will be planting.
The farmers have been equipped to deal with climate factors such as maximum and minimum temperatures, low pressure and troughs, and the effects of drought and flash flooding. Farmers are also able to formulate responses to weather and climate forecasts and messages from the Met Office and adjust their operations to lessen the impact of adverse climate conditions.
Because of the impacts expected from climate change, the Met Office saw the need for development of products which would help in the decision making, especially for farmers who are very vulnerable to some of these impacts. So we started out by developing first drought monitoring tools, then forecasting tools, as well as localize the forecast information. So as opposed to your general towns and cities forecast, giving more information, especially to the farming communities.
Acting Climate Branch Head, Meteorological Service, Jacqueline Spence. Treasurer of the Ebony Park Farmers Association in Clarendon, Michael Hutchinson, was among the farmers who reported on how they are applying the knowledge in their farming activities. He says the training was extremely helpful.
The program, I think, is a very important program to help farmers in planning how to plant, what to plant, and when to plant, especially farmers who depend on rainfall.
The next series of agrometeorological training will run from May to June in the northeastern section of the island. And now for our proverb of the day.
So much mouth can't set for tell the same lie.
And this means if everybody makes the same accusation, then there must be some truth in it. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.